This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Yeah, no, I'm not Kimberly. Get over it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of this conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Head over to the website. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening. I mean, a lot is happening there. That didn't sound right. Lots happening there. Well, there is a lot happening there. It can make you crazy with all the stories and stuff that are up there. I guess we've done Kavanaugh to death, right? I mean, seriously. Everybody else has. We've joined the party. I'm pretty much done with it. I don't deal with lies that much. Look, and I've already got some people say, oh, God, Joe, you sound like you don't believe her, you don't trust her. I mean, any woman that claims she's been raped, well, she doesn't claim she's been raped, number one. Somebody jumped on her, and then somebody else who happened to be in the room jumped on both of them to get rid of that somebody that jumped on her. She doesn't know where, when, even the timing. I mean, it just makes no sense. Makes absolutely no sense. And then the fellow that supposedly saved her and everybody else, he had no idea what she's talking about. And he didn't just say that on that Facebook thing. He actually wrote a letter to them and said, I have no idea of what she speaks. Absolutely nothing. So at this point in time, if you're a police department in that area and somebody comes to you and says, I think I was sexually assaulted by this guy, but I can't tell you where, and I can't tell you when, all I can tell you is some guy named Frank Smith jumped on the two of us to stop it from happening. And then when they talk to Frank Smith, he says no. So we have no time frame, no address, no definite as to where the party happened. The person who was supposed to be there wasn't. The police department would look at her and say, I'm sorry, have a nice day. And I'll tell you what, you see these memes going back and forth, and I know I'm going to catch heck for this, and I don't care. Yes, you should be prosecuted if you accuse, especially today's environment, you make that accusation about rape or sexual assault or sexual abuse or anything along those lines, and it's patently false or it comes up to be a totally made-up story, you're doing time. You should not, I don't care how emotionally distraught you were or are, you don't have the right to ruin somebody's life. It's not right. It's not fair. You have people that spend their whole lives protecting their reputations, okay? They're people of integrity, and they want to keep it that way. You've got people, I got people that won't run for office because they are sure, not that they've done anything wrong, but they are sure they're going to be made an example of. They are sure that somebody's going to come unglued on them. But again, not that they've done anything wrong. That is just wrong on so many levels. And we let it happen. I'm sorry. Yeah, you too. We let it happen. We need to find a way to stop it. We need to find a way not to let that keep happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, just hop on the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do so much up there. Seriously. So, question for you. You know that President Trump has ordered them to declassify these papers. And this is a process they have to go through. It doesn't have to take weeks, though. And he's ordered these documents involving the Russia investigation to be declassified. Now, the records have been sought by Congress under lawful subpoenas for a long time, but the FBI and the Department of Justice refuses to give it to them. Right? Or they release the materials, say that they're very classified, and they pretty much black out most of them. Now, it's too easy for them to hide their own, the FBI and the DOJ, sorry guys, too easy for them to hide their own mistakes. Way too easy. Way too easy for them to hide and black out where they've stepped over the line. Right? And nobody's been able to stop them. Nobody's been able to slow them. You talk about being full of yourself? I mean, it's got to the point that even whenever the FBI orders Chinese takeout, it's labeled top secret, right? Because, you know, because it's the Chinese connection, you know what I'm saying? So every time information is declassified, we learn that material should never have been classified to begin with. It's nothing more than trying to get in the way. Really, seriously. Right? So, in July, a substantial portion of the wiretap warrant applications presented to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court were declassified, and it turns out that no vital sources or methods were revealed in a way that jeopardized either national security or the FBI's technique or secret way that it gets information. Instead, you know what we learned, which is what we should have learned? That much of the application to spy on Trump was, to spy on a Trump campaign associate, Carter Page, was based on unverified. Well, look, we all know that file wasn't verified at all. It was paid for and put together by one group. And that group was funded by who? Anybody know? Anybody? Anybody? Trump. I mean, Hillary. Her campaign paid for it. That's why I say Hillary. There's no way that campaign's cut a check for 7 cents without her permission. We all know that. They had a British spy, Christopher Steele, and he had already been fired by the FBI for lying when they started the investigation. Think about that one. So the guy that started it, put it together, and handed it over was Christopher Steele, who was caught lying. Yeah, we shouldn't believe him. And none of that was told to the FISA judge. None of that. We come back. We talk more about this. This is very important. You need to know this. You need to know this to push back to the people that are accusing him of hiding something. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being engaged in the conversation, right? You can't get the information you need just from within your head. You got to read, you got to pay attention, you got to weigh against other stories, other facts. That's how you're able to move through it. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book and or coffee, mugs, T-shirts, all kinds of fun stuff. And I really do appreciate having you with me. I'll get to the phones in a second. We were talking about whether Rosenstein or Rosenstein. I mispronounce it from time to time. If he defies orders to declassify, which is well within the president's, you know, legal right to do, the president has a right to declassify these things. So if he's got a right to do it, and he does it, does anybody have a right to stop him, if you would? Do one of the employees have a right to tell him no? I say no. I mean, the only way you'd fight the guy is if the reports actually had the names, addresses, and phone numbers of CIA operatives in other countries. Then I would say, well, we're going to have to wait on that one. Or that one, you can replace all those names with Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and not give any addresses. I'd be okay with that. But, you know, I'm not okay with this. I wouldn't even call them a deep state. How about a secondary state? Guys like Rosenstein, who think they know more than the president, unelected, right? I mean, he's somebody who's been, he's got two unions behind him, and he's somebody who's been hired on. He gets a paycheck. The boss wants something. He doesn't give it to the boss. He needs to go. You know, here's the deal. This whistleblower thing at the White House is driving me nuts. You are not a whistleblower when you tell the press or anybody else about something the president is doing because you don't like it. This president has been so hamstrung by these people, can't have conversations on the phone with any world leader. Right? The Democrats, the loons, I mean, the delusional Democrats wanted to bring in the translator who was in a room with Putin and the president to get all his notes and then ask him questions. When has that ever happened before? When? Anyhow, moving on. This stuff is amazing. It's amazing to me. So when you give a judge false information, what usually happens? Can you go to jail for that? Yes, is the answer. So the FBI knowingly gave information to a FISA judge. Department of Justice gave. I won't even say false information. I will say they gave him information that they knew hadn't been verified, weren't sure it was true, gave it to him anyway. Right? And once all that was made public, all the information made as to how they got the FISA warrant, we found out there was nothing there. There was nothing there that should have been marked as top secret. And here's the deal. They just want to do what they want to do. Right? The FBI's real issue here was that the paperwork contained material omissions that made the Bureau look bad, made them look like they weren't doing their job. This is what I love. This is what I love about this, right? The Dems are demanding that the FBI look into the Kavanaugh situation. Now, they've already looked at six times they've looked into this man. Six times they've vetted him, if you would. Six times they've come back with, he's clean, he's good. Now they want him to do it again. So in this particular case for Kavanaugh, here's the twist. In this case with Kavanaugh, as far as they're concerned, the FBI, the Dems, the FBI hasn't done their job. They're incompetent. They're incapable of finding this guy guilty. So therefore, they're incompetent because they didn't come up with the result that the Democrats wanted. Damn the truth. Just get what you're looking for. However, when it comes to Trump and the Russian connection that they falsely claim is there, then the FBI is wonderful. They do a superb job. They're mad at Trump for putting them down and suggesting they weren't doing their job. I mean, you hear the lunacy behind this? Jason from Arkansas joins the show. Jason, thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me on.
You said it in the comments here. We have now flipped to guilty until proven innocent, correct?
Yeah, I mean, what you were just talking about in terms of the paperwork from the FBI, I mean, we have nobody in Washington who is standing up for objective truth and honesty. We have reached a point that the Democratic Party, one of two major parties in this country, has completely discarded innocent until proven guilty, mm-hmm. has completely discarded following the the laid out procedures for investigations, for charges, for allegations. They have basically taken the Me Too movement, brought it into the political realm, and now have made it that you can make an allegation that somebody did some act, any act, 30, 40 years ago, providing no evidence, providing nothing but an allegation, and use that to try to destroy somebody's life and career. And they think this is valid and what America stands for.
Jason, but add to that, the accuser can't give you any detail other than she's sure it was Kavanaugh. That's the only thing she happens to be sure of, right? And the person she said was in the room that basically saved her butt says that he was never there.
Well, and that's exactly it. There is nothing here. There is nothing that if this had happened, I mean, they talk about the Anita Hill situation. In all honesty, Joe, this is nothing like the Anita Hill situation, in that in the Anita Hill situation, even the Democrats were wanting actual evidence. They don't even want that here. As far as they're concerned, a woman standing up and saying, he attacked me 35 years ago, that is all that's necessary to destroy a man's career and brand him as a sexual predator. I mean, this is where a major political party, and Joe, I hate to say it, the people that support them have gone in America to the point that they believe America is founded and based on the idea that you can just accuse somebody of something with no evidence at all and get your way.
You know, I said this earlier. These self-righteous people are so concerned with sexual assault allegations. Don't you think this is a good time for them to release all of their sexual assault harassment settlements that the taxpayers have funded? Let's clean the whole thing up. Hey, we got to go for a break. Hang with me. I want to hold on to you on the other side. I'm Joe Vecini, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Breaking news about the Brett Kavanaugh situation.
Fox News reporting the FBI will not investigate him unless the White House demands it. Kavanaugh has been vetted numerous times over the years by the FBI for various positions he's held. A California woman claims he sexually assaulted her 36 years ago at a party in Maryland. Kavanaugh denies it. President Trump says he feels terrible for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
And a look now at your money. Stocks surging on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 184 points to close at 26,246. The NASDAQ up 60 points and the S&P 500 tacked on 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
I can get that low first thing in the morning.
You know, that really low voice?
Yeah. Can't understand anything I'm saying, but I can get that low. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We were talking to Jason. What does that say? Out of Arkansas, and you know, we've got to the point where it's really simple. You are just guilty. Period. You have to go, especially when it comes to being in politics. You're guilty, and then you have to prove yourself innocent. Well, unless of course you're on the left, in which case it becomes a whole different animal, right, Jason?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at Keith Ellison right now.
I'm thinking of him just now. Go ahead.
We have 911 calls, actual 911 recordings that document the domestic violence of this man, and there is not a single Democrat who's stepping up asking him to step down.
Right. Oh, it's stunning. And here's the thing. Don't you feel that you've been covering news for a long time, and don't you feel it is almost like when it comes to these outrages, you and I can go down a list of these outrages from the left, and it takes them forever to catch up. And you know, Mark Wiener being one of the most obvious and open ones, where what he was doing was nothing new. They had known about him for a long time. They had known he had issues for a long time. Nothing. And even when he came to light, there was silence all around him. How about Weinstein, right? Well, out of Hollywood?
Well, Joe.
Go ahead.
Joe, here. I mean, this is just my theory, but like you said, I've covered news for a long time. When the Obama administration was in place, the left-wing extremists were empowered by his administration. They were encouraged. They had the administration working with them behind the scenes. They had them pushing every extreme thing that you can possibly think of. Now that Obama's out of office, these people still think that they are entitled to run the government, and that anything they say, anything they want to do, has to be enforced at all costs. These people have moved to the point where, honestly, Joe, they accused the Trump administration of being fascist. If you and go and look at the tactics of fascism,
oh yeah,
that is today's Democratic Party.
But do you remember?
Fascist.
Wait a minute. Right after President Trump was elected, and Chuck Schumer, this is when I knew it was going to start. I even said it back then. He does a little press conference, and he says, "Well, if President Trump will govern from our side of the aisle in the way the Democrats govern, then we'll be on board with him." And I am yelling at the screen going, they voted you out. They don't want your side of the aisle. They still don't. They can't break away from that, can we?
No, they can't. And, I mean, if you want to look at this just in the purest sense, let's take Democrats and Republicans. Let's take our politicians out of it and look at the situation in and of itself, Joe. What we have here is a state entity making an allegation against a person, and the person has to prove themselves innocent. Joe, that is the very definition of how Joseph Stalin ran Russia.
That's right. Yep. You know,
so we have today's Democratic Party, the party that is screaming about Russian interference in our elections,
yep,
running their party like Soviet Russia.
I want you to think of what they've done to us over the last few years, right? So if you call out a black man or a black woman for doing something wrong or obviously wrong, you're racist. You're not trying to make it right. You're not trying to call it. You're just simply racist. The only reason you're calling them out is because they're black. And then when we called out Muslims for doing certain things, we were Islamophobic, right? And that hasn't stopped. I mean, we can go down the whole list of these things. But I want you to think about something. When you think about Keith Ellison, for instance, as you said, you have the 911 call. You have all this stuff going on. But you know why nobody's going to call him out, right? It's not just because he's a Democrat, but because he's a Muslim. He was one of the first, I think, was he the first Muslim to take the oath on the Quran?
Mm-hmm, he was. And,
yeah, right.
You know, the thing is, what this comes down to, and I hate making blanket statements, you know me and I hate doing this, but the Republican Party as a whole, since the election of Obama, have not had, I will be nice and say, the intestinal fortitude to stand up and call this out for what it is. They have not had anybody, with the exception of maybe Ben Sass out of Nebraska, to stand up and say, look, this is just complete and total garbage.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's afraid to stand up because if you stand up, you're going to get the Jake Tappers of the world and the Rachel Maddows, and you're going to get dragged in front of all these liberal left-leaning commentary shows, and you're going to have your reputation destroyed because you're not part of the liberal groupthink.
Yep. No, listen, and this thing, again, back to Kavanaugh, not Kavanaugh, but Ellison for a second. It really is a matter of you can't call him out. You can't, if Kavanaugh was a black man, he would be able to call this on the carpet easily, just like he did. But because we have a white man here, a white Boy Scout for all intents and purposes, and you have a woman that you...
Can I push back at you a second?
What?
Can I push back at you a second?
God, please.
Clarence Thomas was black. I don't really believe if Kavanaugh was black, it would make any difference to the Democratic Party.
You mean today? No, today. See, I think back then he scared the crud out of him. When he said you have an uppity black man, right? It's all this, you know. He went down the list with them. I am sure they got together in the hallways later on. They went, whoa, wait a minute, let's not do this. This is not going to play well for us. I am sure that's what they did because they're not, you know, they're not a war to the past as strong as we gave them credit for being. There was no way they were going to go through with that with him. But with this guy, what they're going to play on, even though there's no proof, it's simply the word. Okay, there's no proof. There's nobody to back up. And the people that she said, the person she said was there, says they weren't. Even with all of that, they're still going to call him a sexual assaulter, if you would.
Well, and here's the thing, Joe, and this is to kind of sum up my thoughts on this whole thing. to talk to every mother in your audience. If you're a mom, if you have a son, your son is excelling in school. He's involved in extracurricular activities. He's getting ready to go to college. He has, you know, everything in a row. He's volunteering at his church. All it takes is one girl to say, oh, he did something to me, lying through her teeth.
Yep.
And your son's life is over.
Yep.
That is what the Democratic Party thinks America should be. And if we don't stand up against this now, it's only going to get to the point that anybody who is conservative will have their lives destroyed with false accusations because the liberal Democrats know they can get away with it.
I want you to think about something here, though. Going down the same road you're going down. When you think about what Obama did to the colleges, where he turned it around and said that these accusations, the colleges were allowed to simply throw these people out. There was no due process. There was no court case. There was no anything like that. Matter of fact, the student, the male student in almost every case, had to prove himself innocent because he was guilty the minute she made the accusation. And Betsy DeVoe comes in and she says, "Okay, we're gonna turn that around. There's no due process there. You have to go through the court system for this if you want to hold somebody accountable for rape or what have you." And the Dems went crazy. So to your point, you're exactly right. It seems like they want to turn the whole legal system on its side and say, no, you're guilty until proven innocent, and we don't care what the law says. This is what who's the senator? Booker. Knows what the law is, knows what the agreement is, knows what the consequences is and why it was put into place. And he said the only reason he didn't believe he was going to get in trouble, not because, and he knew he broke the law, was because he didn't think the chairman had the spine to come after him. Think about
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I am shocked tonight to see the statement that Grassley put out. That, I mean, if you haven't seen the statement, basically what it boils down to, Grassley basically said, look, we made the offer. We offered to let her testify in private. We offered to let her be questioned by staffers. If she doesn't show up, we're going to vote. I was surprised he did that.
I know, huh? Somebody gave him a spine pill. Listen, Jason, thanks for calling. I appreciate you being on with me. Be in good health, and we'll catch up with you later.
Thanks, Jeff.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're engaged. I do appreciate the time that you really deal with the topic and the issue. Anyway, always a pleasure. Put this one away, but I mean, really, if Rod Rosenstein defies Trump, he needs to be fired. Period. No questions asked. No, let's think it through. No, let's wait for the midterms, the November elections. No. He's insubordinate. The president has a right to do it. If he won't come through, he's fired. Period. Gone. That's it. Done. Fill the position. Move on. I mean, seriously, the only ones that will disagree with that, hardcore Dems on the left, will disagree with that. Because the law doesn't apply. Look at all the things they've decided that they want to do. It's the right thing to do. None of them are based in law. Right? I mean, seriously. They want to break the law when it comes to separating families at the border. All right, so we'll keep them together. We won't separate them. Oh, no, you can't do that. It'll take too long to get them through the court system. Why? And then approve the judges that Trump wants to move it along quicker. No, they don't want to do that either because they're going to lose a whole bunch of voters that way. I mean, we go down a whole list of things that we should look at. Illegal aliens should not be getting welfare dollars, but it happens every day. When states try to clamp down on it, he tries to clamp down, the Dems rise to the top. They don't, no, you can't do that. Why? It's the law. So we can't enforce the law, or we only enforce it when you want us to. You remember my joke when Trump first became president, they were going crazy. It was the first time that the Dems were able to not only spell Constitution, but find one. And then when it came to the budget, all of a sudden, after adding trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars to the bottom line, all of a sudden they were fiscal conservatives. You know, I wasn't going to say stereotypical. This takes hypocrisy to a whole new level. Right? And again, back to the Trump and Russian investigation. I'd even be, you know, let top officials from each side of the aisle look at these papers before they go out. Not days before they go out. I'm talking maybe a half a day. And if they have any concerns, let them argue it out in the room. The one comes out with the least amount of blood on them is the one that gets to put it forward. That's kind of where I'd go. Anyway. 855 World Show. No, I am not violent. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay, look at, in case I mix some of you up, because producer Tammy was giving me what she refers to as the stink eye kind of thing, right? I used some names, I guess they were the wrong names in the last segment. Okay, Anthony Weiner, Tony Weiner, whatever you want to call him, right? And it was Harvey Weinstein, not Mark Weinstein. Mark Weinstein is one of the founders, or the founder of MeWe. So let's just keep it clear. I got excited. My mouth started moving too fast. Same last name. You know what I'm saying? So now we get that cleared up. I can move on, right? Okay. Thank you very much. This is becoming so much of an irritant. And the irritant isn't that, you know, that these things keep... These things aren't being uncovered. Let's be honest about it. It's not like our guy's being caught. They're teed off. Think about the stuff they get teed off at. This guy, Kavanaugh, is a Boy Scout. They were all bent out of shape about his debt, right? And the debt was for what? Baseball games. He went overboard on baseball games. Not hookers. Not the track. Not prostitutes. Just in case you can't pull them all together. Baseball games. My God, what a dark, dirty thing to be involved with. Seriously. You've got a vast majority of congressmen, hey, it's up in the high 60%, right, that have claimed bankruptcy. I wonder what's on their credit card bills. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I agree with something Hillary said. Hillary says that Trump will can his staff after midterms. I don't think he'll can the whole staff. I think you're going to see people go, though. I think once he gets the backing he needs on the Senate, once he gets the backing he needs in the Congress, yeah, I think you're going to see some major changes coming. I think he's going to walk in to the White House after everybody gets sworn in with a whip and a chain, and it's over. Right? And it's about time. I mean, he's got to clean up, but. This is a good thing. This is something he's been told for a long time. That if he ousts Sessions, it's going to be a long time before he gets somebody else in there. And if that's the case, guess who's second in command, right? Anybody? Rosenstein. Hello? That should scare you to no end. What's that? Well, he's got to oust him first. That way number three becomes number two. I don't even know who that is. Whoever knows who the third guy in line is, I'd love to know. But think about it. Well, it's like the old joke, right? Trump should resign like they want him to. Then who becomes president? Pence. Pence pardons Trump. Trump runs for vice president. Okay? We own the Senate. He gets back in as vice president. Pence resigns. Who becomes president? President Trump. We could do this all day. And this just in, you know, I need to get one of those, like, news flashes. So if anybody comes across that sound, let me know. But I didn't even know this was a thing. I really didn't. But apparently, there's this Bert and Ernie's sexual orientation fight been going on for decades now. When I was a kid, do you think that was somewhere in my radar? That when I saw those two singing together on the stage or eating dinner together, I go, geez, they must be homosexuals. Why is it always about sex? They're puppets. First of all, they don't have a sex. Unless puppet is a sex, I don't know. But why is this a thing? Right? And for years, people have speculated that Bert and Ernie are more than just roommates. However, after our former writer's comments on the matter, the minds behind the show are setting the record straight, finally. And here's the thing. They'll probably be pegged as homophobic, right? Which is kind of confusing because they tell me that I can't use the word, what is it, homosexual. That's now a derogatory term. Really? Yeah. Look it up. They'll tell you. It's not a good term. It's kind of, you know. So, but yet they use the term homophobic. So the same term that they tell me is derogatory is the one that they use to tell me to stop being derogatory. I am so confused. I just don't get it. So the debate came to life when Mark Saltzman, a writer of the show from 84 to 98, spoke to QWERTY, I don't even know what that is, in an interview where he revealed that he always thought of the characters as a loving couple. Saltzman was asked by the outlet directly if the characters were gay, and he recalled reading about a child asking his mother that question. Saltzman, a gay man, said the story made him laugh. I always felt that without a huge agenda, when I was writing Bert and Ernie, they were, he revealed, noting that he drew inspiration from his relationship to film editor Arnold Glassman. He said, didn't have any other way to, textualize them. The other thing was more than one person referred to Arnie and I as Bert and Ernie. He continued, because how else? It's the only kind of relationship I know. That's what I had in my life. A Bert and Ernie relationship. How could it not permeate their relationship? Right? He said, I would say that I would never have said to the head writer, oh, I'm writing this. This is my partner and me. Now, Saltzman wrote for Sesame Street for many years, and it's worth noting that he did not create the characters. He merely wrote for them and several other characters there. He also never made a canonical declaration, only gave them insight into his writing process. Still, many took the words as confirmation that the two were gay. Right? However, Sesame Street has come out. And matter of fact, the fellow that wrote for them said, look, they're Muppets. They're puppets. They're just characters. They have no sexual orientation. And Sesame Street officially came out and said, look, we've always said Bert and Ernie are our best friends, period. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves, even though they are identified as male characters and possess many human traits. So, when I was a kid growing up, some of you remember this, right? I mean, come on, one's yellow and one's orange, one's tall, one's short. I think that's the point. People are different. They can get along. Men can love men without being in love with them, if you would. It's okay. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots more craziness coming up after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.